My Astral Body by Anthony Hope. There's no doubt at all about it, said the Raja, relighting his cigar. It's perfectly easy if you know how to do it. The skepticism of the West is nothing less than disgusting. The Raja had come to Oxford to complete his education and endue himself with the culture of Europe, and he sat in my rooms in a frock coat of perfect cut. He always wore a frock coat, smoking one of my weeds and drinking a whiskey and soda. The Raja took to European culture with avidity, and I have very little doubt that he learned many new things with which it might or might not be expedient to acquaint his fellow countrymen and subjects when he returned to India. But all the intellectual interests of Oxford were not strong enough to wean him from his love for the ancient lore of his own country, and he was always ready to expound the hidden wisdom of the East to any inquiring spirit. As soon as I found this out, I cultivated his acquaintance sedulously, for, in common with all intelligent men of the present day, I took a keen interest in that strange learning, which seemed to give its possessors such extraordinary powers. "Can you do it?" I asked. "I should hope so," said the Raja contemptuously. "If I couldn't do that, I'd turn Mohammedan." "I wish you'd teach me." The Raja took in a deep puff of smoke. "You're sure you could manage it?" he asked. "I beg your pardon. Well, of course, like anything else, an astral body must be treated with tact, or it gets out of hand."
"Does it?"
"Why, yes. You must be firm and yet kind. Don't let it take liberties, or you don't know where it will land you. I rather doubt if I ought to show you." I implored him to do so. I was young, rash, self-confident, and I thought I could manage an astral body as easily as I did the Dean. "Don't blame me if you find it too much for you, that's all," said the Raja. "And, of course, you must promise not to tell anyone."
"Oh, must I?"
"Yes, you must, because it's quite irregular in me to show you like this. You ought, by rights, you know, to go to Tibet for 7 years."
"That would be rather a bore."
"Beastly," said the Raja, "but of course they insist on it, because they get the fees." He swore me to secrecy by all manner of oaths, and lastly, on my word as a gentleman. And then he showed me. I practiced all that evening, and was tolerably proficient by the time the Raja knocked out his last pipe and went off to bed. I must not tell how it is done, as I promised not to. Besides, if anyone reads this narrative through, he will never want to know. At first it was very convenient. I always used to project it to chapel instead of going myself. It did capitally there, because it had only to behave itself and hold its tongue. At lectures, it was a failure. It was such an inattentive beggar that its notes were worth nothing. And it was no sort of use in the torpid. I was told that I should be turned out if I went on sugaring like that. There's no pluck or endurance in these Orientals.